sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Dave, thanks for being with us today. Glad you're here, ladies and gentlemen. Happy that you're listening. It is Monday, June 10th, 2019. And we are here to cover it all. This is a show about you and everything that affects you, right? Markets, the economy, jobs, unemployment, taxes, deficit spending, scams, shams, corruptions, you name it, we cover it. Washington, D.C., and all that stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, as always on Mondays, we are pre-taping the show in the final hour of the market. As we speak, it's 3:30 through 2 p.m., which means we will take you to the close of the market on quite the eventful day. We have lots of news to talk to you about and lots of movement on this market, as is a lot of jello moving on the plate. But first, if you do not get this show in your city, go to GaryK.com. You can listen live or archive. We're live 6:06 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Also at GaryK.com, you can follow me on Twitter. Just press the button to go to Twitter at Gary Kaltbaum. You can email me. Just be nice. Read our commentary. Articles we post, charts of the day, news of the day, whatever. If you want to hear what we're doing, we'd like to hear what you're doing, press the money management button. Press the subscribe button to get our notes. They're free. We're joining our ever-popular over-the-top email service, convictionleaders.com. Right there, press the button. 1 month free, 1 month free, 1 month free. Before we get going, a couple of things. Number one, I'm not sure exactly what time, but a helicopter crashed on the top of a Manhattan building. The original report was the helicopter crashed into a Manhattan building. And by the way, this is 7th Avenue. That's like, I'm not sure what street it was, but just, I guess, a little bit from Times Square. Looks like the pilot died. The initial worry always is, of course, an attack that was wiped out very quickly, as it turns out the pilot was talking to get help and said, "I need to land on a building, I'm going to." So it was a low ceiling with clouds and rain, and quickly they announced that it was not anything, as they say, onerous. But yes, the pilot did. And I got to tell you, why are you flying in that weather with low ceiling anyhow? I don't get that. Anyway, that happened today. Just had to bring it up. The market had an initial little drop, but no big deal. To the downside, and we'll explain the market in a couple minutes. I want to big thanks, Ron Cohen, Renee York, Steve Jurich, all with Steve, one of the top dogs in the Phoenix Scottsdale area in the financial business. I want to thank them. Had a wonderful time at the KFNN Financial Fest. I must tell you, as always, the people there are just so nice. Even the ones, some came up to me and said, "I just want to let you know I disagree with you when you say things against Trump, but I really do like you." I love how people preface things. Hey, we can't love everything somebody does. But anyway, I had a blast, had a great time. I want to thank Southwest going there. I want to thank American coming back. Everything went well. And I just a couple of shout-outs. Number one to Geary Bush. Not Gary Bush, but Geary. A big hello to one of a great, great gentleman of that area. Johnny Harper. If you are listening, Johnny, you made me feel very important. And I've always taught my kids, make people feel like they matter. Make people feel like they're important. Johnny, you made me feel like I was the king of the world. And I will never forget your words to me. Thank you so much. To Babs. Hey, Babs. Short for Babette. And Larry Morgan. Appreciate your support. Big Lar was there front and center listening to me. You know, I don't know why anybody listens to me anyhow, but okay. Just want to thank them for their support. And to Babette, keep on learning. And, you know, of course, money ain't everything. Happiness and health is more important than family, but it still counts. So to Big Larry, thanks for coming. I appreciate you and everybody that came out. And hopefully we gave you a little bit of education, a little bit of fun. You know, I like to inject a little bit of fun into the anytime I talk. So anyway, again, thanks so much. And it was only like 102 degrees there. It wasn't that bad. I remember one time I landed in Phoenix. It was 115 degrees. This is a few years ago. I'm like, what the hell am I doing here? Man, oh, man, oh, man. Looking forward to doing it again going forward. Again, thank you, Phoenix and Scottsdale. And I got to tell you, a lot of people recognize me there. I went to a sushi place. Three people walked up to me and said, are you that Fox guy? I said, as long as you like Fox. Oh, we love Fox. I said, okay, I'm the Fox guy. That's how I, when anybody asked me, that's how I got to preface it, because one time I'm on a trip to Ireland with my friends. We had a stop on the way at Philadelphia. You know, it was a one stop. We're online to get on the plane. Two people, I'm talking to my buddy. The fisherman was there, I believe. And they heard me speak, and the guy turns around. I recognize your voice. Are you that Gary Culpum? I said, yes. We don't like you. The guy said, we don't like you, right in front of my friends. I said, I appreciate it. At least you recognize me. Have a great trip. They didn't understand me being nice back to them. Anyway, that happens every now and then. All right. So as I told you, and unfortunately somebody died in this helicopter crash. Through the weekend, first off, United Technologies buying Raytheon. Raytheon's up $1.80. United Technologies down 3.5. Market didn't seem to care too much. But another big merger in the defense, whatever. But the biggest story today, for me at least, because of groups that I follow, a company called Tableau Software. Remember, what group have I been telling you is the strongest group in the market? Tableau Software. But one of the worst acting stocks in the market in software was Tableau Software, symbol DATA, D-A-T-A. Last quarter earnings down 71%. They're being bought. Salesforce.com, who has bought just tons of companies. And there's always that worry they keep buying them and not growing organically, but growing inorganically, is buying them out. So the DATA is up $42 today. 15.7 billion. 42% premium. Their 52nd acquisition in 13 years for Salesforce.com. So what happens when you have a very strong group and another name gets bought out for 42%? Above price, and you're not even the strong name? Well, in sympathy, the rest of the group does, and guess what? They all gapped up on the open. But as we came into today, market's very stretched and extended to the upside already off of the pivot by the Fed to go easy on top of Trump with his Mexico tariffs, which no longer are Mexico tariffs. Who told you there would be no tariffs? I did. What we said to you, at most, they'll do the 5%, but that's it. They didn't even do that. They didn't even do that. And we're going to let the New York Times and the president battle it out on whether this deal was already done and this is just Trump trying to back away and saying he won. We're going to let them battle it out. We'll just talk outcome here on that. When we don't know if outcome's going to be great. We'll let the game play out. And I know it's not game, but I'm using a metaphor. But the market liked that too. Except market's very stretched from the move off the lows, overbought. So up next, we'll do the market wrap, movers of the day, news of the day, all that stuff today. We thank you for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. And let me just mention one other thing and we'll get into to the market wrap. I don't know if you know this, but the Socialist Party is doing these, I don't even know what you call it, hearings. They are bringing in John Dean, who served as, I believe, the White House counsel for Nixon, and he was involved with Watergate cover-up. They brought him in to testify about the parallels between Trump and Nixon. And the funniest crap happened. I mean, it's not funny. I take that back. The helicopter crash took John Dean off TV today, which thrills the living heck out of me. He's just one of these miscreants that goes on TV every single day and tell you Donald Trump is the Antichrist. So, look, a person died, but you get my point. He was taken off the front page, and I think they even went through with the hearings. I'm just so happy about all this. Because this is a joke. This is all about the Socialist Party, and they are socialists, by the way. They're not Democrats. Have no game. They don't want to do anything about immigration. They don't want to do anything about anything except destroy Donald Trump. I love when they call him a racist, and you can find pictures of Donald Trump and Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton, of them giving Donald Trump awards for being so great to the black community years ago, before he was president. He was the opposite of a racist back then, but all of a sudden, he's a racist now. I love when they call him an anti-Semite. The man who has been the best friend to Israel we have seen in ages, moved the embassy to Jerusalem, can't do enough for the Jewish state, fights the anti-Semitism of a couple of these socialists from the Socialist Party. I just try to figure out, how did the guy go 70-some-odd years not being a racist and anti-Semite, but all of a sudden he is? Don't you just love politics and people? So anyway, I actually don't blame him for kicking them back in the grapefruits. I don't blame him. Remember what I told you. The fix was in, the fix is in, the fix will be in. The week that he won the primary and was going up against the Socialist Party for president, I was on the weekend business shows. And I said these words. Now that Trump is going up against the Democrats, and I used the word Democrats back then, the media will no longer play nice. Now he will be known as the guy who created the Chicago Fire, San Francisco earthquake, and the bubonic plague. That's exactly what's happened. And you guys know I like some Trump policies. I love some Trump policies. I hate a bunch of Trump policies. I just had to bring this up because they brought John Dean. And go read his resume. They brought on John Dean. And we know what he was going to say because they parade him on those CNN and MSNBC ripping the president every single day. 24/7. For everything. What did I say? The Chicago Fire, San Francisco earthquake, bubonic plague. I'm surprised they didn't blame him for the onset of measles and polio and every bad thing that ever happened. Anyway, I'm not saying this in defense of Trump. I'm saying this in offense against them because they are just a bunch of lousy socialists that do nothing for nobody. Zero. Zero for nobody except try to buy votes. That's all. You know the latest one today I read? And I'm not making this up, by the way. You know this woman, this anti-Semite Tlaib? She has a plan. She wants to spend trillions of taxpayer dollars. You ready for this? Direct cash payments of $3,000 to $6,000 to poor people, even those that don't want to work. And here's the twofold problem with that. Number one, when you give your tax dollar, a dollar, to them in Washington, you think a dollar will go to the poor? No. After they take their mafia tribute, maybe 25 cents get down to the poor, so 75 cents is already inefficiently gone. That's how you get the $22 trillion of debt. But you know what the other problem is? Stop giving away crap. Enough. Every day it's a new giveaway. It's a new this, a new that. And why do you think they're doing it? You think they care about the poor? Do you think giving some money to the poor helps? No. It's incentivizing them to educate and get a freaking job and produce. That's what should be done. Not here's a check. These socialist imbeciles. These morons. By the way, as I have told you, the only people I use these verbiage with are the politicians because they're driving us into a hole that I don't know if we can ever dig out of. Yeah, let's just give $6,000 away. Do you know we have 80-some-odd welfare programs now that dole out over $1 trillion a year? But let's do more! What else? You know, there's a free phone thing also. Why don't we give them a car? Who came up with the free house? Oh, AOC for free housing last week. Oh, and Beto. Was it Beto or the other guy that wants to give a renter subsidy? Who's the other guy, the young guy? Buttigieg. He wants to give a renter subsidy. I mean, how much do they just want to give? Don't they know the greatness this country is earning? Oh, no, they don't. You know why? Because they're in Washington, D.C., sucking off the taxpayers' money and wallet. Anyway, I only want to do a couple of minutes on this, but I got going. I hate socialists. Hate's a bad word, right? Go look at the video of Venezuela and tell me why I use the word hate. Destroyed all hope in Venezuela because the state took over. Up next, as I promised, Market Wrap will take you to the end of the day in the market. Much more. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Listening to
America is talking.
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on its feet here. He's a
Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. Market Wrap is brought to you by investment-models.com. That is Jim Rohrbeck, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market with his proprietary indicators. Go check it out. investment-models.com. By the way, to all the Phoenix and Scottsdale people, I had to mention this. I had a terrible pinched nerve in my shoulder the whole time I was there. But didn't I smile the whole time? The Dow is up 75, and the S&P's up 13, and the NASDAQ's up 79, NASDAQ 100's up 84, but it was up much higher earlier. Remember, you had the Mexico tariffs go bye-bye, and you had this big buyout in the United Tech Raytheon, and this other software buyout, so everything was jacked to the upside. But we have had this, not even really a V-shaped move up, we've had like an elevator move up, just straight up, since the Powell. We'll just call it the Powell. And it happened in early January. It's happening today. So remember what I said to you on Thursday. Buy the crap out of every pullback right now. This is not a pullback. Even though we're up 200 and something, even though the NASDAQ was up 160 and we're way down from that, give it a little bit more. I don't know if we're going to pinpoint where, but we just think with the Fed going to ease money now, even though, the economy's definitely decelerating. In Europe, you got some recessions going on. Japan contracting. Markets love easy money. We'll let you know if things change, but I know pullbacks, this ain't a pullback. This is just a little nothing. And it's 3:54 p.m. The semiconductors are up 52. They're only up 36 now. But still up 36, which is good. And remember, they turned the corner last week. Remember we used those words? Looks like the semis turned the corner. But to think they're just going to do what they just did, I mean, just literally straight up, welcome to central banks. That's how it rolls. These central banks. Let me tell you what else I'm saying. I think yields, I mentioned this last week too, I'm pretty damn sure. I think yields are oversold, which means yields are going to rally, and that helps also, especially the financials. So the financials are up today, even though they're off the highs. Let's just see how these things pull back, and I'm going to be yelling and screaming at you. Let me tell you what else I'm seeing today. You have some things that gapped up today that are now down on the day. And what it simply tells you, after a little frothiness, boom, 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 boom. Too much, too fast. Got to pull back. And there's nothing wrong with that. That'll be fine. Of note, Beyond Meat, up 32. Was up 42. I gave it out not as my number one stock. I have no number one stock. Somebody asked me, was that my number one stock? There's no such animal. It was the first stock I mentioned in Phoenix, Scottsdale. And I mentioned it based on the fact it's acting like Taser did. Contract after contract announced and went crazy for a while. Up 30 today. You don't buy it here, please. It's extended. But we'll keep watching it. I mentioned another IPO, ZM is up 8 today. Don't buy it here. Let it pull back, please. Please. And you've had some juice today. Amazon up 56. Remember it got hit on all this worry about regulations that can't possibly happen for a while? Well, they're rallying that. Apple's up 2.5. Was up 4.5, though. Chinese ADRs may be turning the corner. They've been trashed. Maybe. I'm not 100% sure on that. Don't quote me on it. But maybe, example, Alibaba just went from 195 to under 150 in a matter of 4 weeks. May have turned the corner. which means some more upside testing. Don't know how much, though. But I'd rather pullbacks. I'd rather pullbacks. You got me on that? Buy the pullbacks, sell the rips. Okay? Feeling me? Mets are only one game under 500 now. They've actually been playing a little bit better. I just had to throw that in. It's 3:58 p.m. Dow up 75. NASDAQ, S&P 12. I'll get it right. NASDAQ 180. 85 on the 85 NASDAQ, 180 on the NASDAQ. Transport's up 94, but I believe they were up 200 also. And the small caps continue to underperform woefully. Really do. Mid caps are better than the small caps, but not as good as the large caps. Kind of in between. Weakness today, McDonald's pulled back $4 after going to new highs. United Tech down 3 and change. They're buying out Raytheon. Verizon's down a stick, but everything else in the Dow looks okay. Walmart just recently broke out, up another buck. Microsoft up a buck and change. Microsoft, a mega cap name, does a V-shaped move to the highs. That's how wicked this market is. V-shaped move to the highs. They're about to go on the close in the market here. Let's see if they can pop it up in the last minute. They do that sometimes. Anything else? Gold and silver and gold stocks got hit today. And my thought process on gold remains the same in gold stocks. Definitely better. But I just don't feel like they're going to go. I think the gold bugs are really waiting for it to go insane to the upside. I just don't feel that at all. But definitely better. Definitely much better. And again, I've said this for a long time. Based on all the printing of money and the zero rates and the negative rates and all that, if you would have told me where we were on rates right now and all that stuff and the printing of money, I would have told you gold was 10,000. I would have told you that. But no, gold is where it's at. Gold stocks have been acting better. I mentioned a few names to you in the last week or so. Pullbacks, though. KL, the strongest name. GFI, one of the strong names, but it's a $5 stock. But there's not too many that are real technically in great shape. But better. I was asked gold many times in Phoenix. I'll tell you guys what I think. I think it will go to 10,000 one day. I don't know if it's 10 years, 5 years, 3 years, 1 year. It has to. With all this massive debt and deficits that the politicians are foisting upon us, all the printing of money by these easy money maniacs, all the negative rates, all the low interest rates, all the distortions, has to one day. It just isn't here yet. If we see the serious oomph, we will let you know. We're not feeling the oomph. All right, the Dow closed. You ready? Up 77. S&P 13, NASDAQ 81, NASDAQ 184. We were, I think, at 220. And I think we were like 160 on the NASDAQ 100. But still up decently. But in need of, dire need of pullbacks. Dire need of pullbacks. Did I say dire? And I'm just talking off of a four-day romp. Off of Powell. May the Powell be with you, ladies and gentlemen. And that kind of sort of sums it up a little bit. And I got a lot of questions on the Beyond Meat. Again, valuation is an absolute utter joke right now. But momentum in the market is momentum in the market. We recognize that and understand it. Just, how do I put it best? always know where a stock has come from. Always know where a stock has come from. Remember Tilray, when I told you somebody called me that bought it at 220 or something? And I said, did you know it was just 10 bucks a couple of weeks ago? Oh, no. Up next, more in the markets. News of the day, whatever else today. Thanks for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one only Investor's Edge.
You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, no! Go.
Action!
Investor's Edge. With Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. They've ruled out terror on this helicopter crash. I mean, completely now. I guess they go through a process. But they've ruled it out. I guess they know who probably was the pilot and all that. And if you look at the weather in New York, I don't know why anybody would get in a helicopter there. By the way, I've done a lot of helicopters. They're so much fun. I've done Grand Canyon. And I did the one that really freaked me out. I did Kauai. They've got the Nepali coast there. The guy started playing the music from Apocalypse Now and started diving into these dormant, I guess, volcanoes, whatever they're called. Oh, man, that was a good one. Anyway, and I do have to message this off the beaten path. Shepard Smith is the greatest. If you ever watch him from 3 to 4 and some important news comes out, there is nobody better in this world on breaking news like this than this man, Shepard Smith. What a superstar at covering things. You would think, I mean, it's late breaking news, is a helicopter crash, and he covers it like he knows everything about it. Just a true talent. I love, and he's fair and balanced too. Even though you Trumpsters hate him, I know that. That's okay. And to my buddy Jason from Texas, if you're listening, nice message you left me today. Hope you're feeling well. Other news. Let's go back to the market. So let's talk about this Beyond Meat, and this is the important thing I want to mention to you. Listen up. It's a $25 IPO, opened at 50, moseyed on to 100, comes out with another loss, but beat on sales. Stock goes from 100 to 168.5 at the close today. At one time today, it was 186. So if you bought at the high today and you held, you're down 10%. I think it's imperative when you get some of this frothy stuff going on that I mention froth. So I want you to listen up. Number one. When it does top, when it's done, don't be the last one in. Unless you trade. But a lot of people that get into these things are investing. Number two. Know where it came from. The stock, I think, opened up on earnings at 130, went down to 120, closed at 140, and up another 28, 29 bucks today. Do know that if you decided to buy it here at 168, that it closed 29 points below this on Friday. You do know that puts a lot of risk into it, right? Well, some people don't. They think the train is moving. Oh, it's got to keep moving. Oh, my God, it's fake meat and it's going to go everywhere and everybody's going to sign them up. And I heard that they're selling out everywhere they go. Okay. You do realize it's just fake meat. And you do realize that right now, they got about 120 million in sales. 115 million in sales. It's a $10 billion market cap, meaning if you went to try and buy the whole company today, you're paying $10 billion. But you don't do that, right? You buy the stock. But you're buying the market cap of $10 billion. But guess what they now say? They expect revenues for the whole year to get up to $200 million in their fiscal 2019. So yeah, they're going to grow leaps and bounds. And they're going to be profitable. But even at the double of sales, it'll be 50 times sales. Sales, not earnings. And I'm not telling you not to buy it. I'm just know the fine print. Know where something has come from. And know how much risk there is. That's why we always tell you with a stock like this, find secondary buy points. What does that mean? Well, it certainly did not happen today, but a secondary buy point, as I explained it to people on Saturday, would be if the stock settled down for a couple of weeks, made a right turn, and put in a flag pattern, and then broke out of it, or pulled back from, let's say, 10:30 down to 4:30 on your watch. Pull back. Which obviously has not happened. So just recognize that. And I usually do this little exercise with you guys with when froth happens. And I got to tell you, I've been getting a lot of emails now on Bitcoin again because Bitcoin all of a sudden, off the lows, have had a good move. Price moves emotion. Price moves greed and fear. Nobody was calling me on Bitcoin when it went all the way down to where it was, at the lows. But just know where something has come from. Know the lay of the land. And darn it, why don't you at least know what the company's doing and what they're making and how much and off of what? Know who their competition is. Because if you get caught in one of these froth moves and you buy it wrong and you blink, you can lose a heck of a lot of money. 10% today at the highs off of the Beyond Meat. Again, we're not trying to dissuade you. We're trying to put a little bit of knowledge into you. Have a great evening. Drive carefully. When you get home, do like we do. Simple procedure. Y'all make sure you hug your children. Nighty-night. All. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Gary Kaltbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kaltbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559.